Welcome to the Tech Meme Ride Home for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Brian McCullough. Today, they said this law would be one that was capable of moving fast. The EU has already opened formal DMA investigations into Apple and Google. Stability AI seems to be circling the Deadpool, checking in on the health of X. Great new home screen controls coming to iPhones. And what should we make of tech insiders selling massive amounts of shares? Here's what you missed today in the world of tech. The European Union has opened formal DMA investigations into Apple and Google over letting developers, quote, steer users from their app stores. Meta is being investigated over using user data for ads, quoting the Financial Times. The probes fall under the Digital Markets Act, which is designed to tackle the dominance of so-called digital gatekeepers, the biggest online platforms, and came into effect earlier this month. If found guilty of non-compliance, companies face hefty fines that could amount to up to 10% of their global turnover. These are serious cases, said Margrethe Vestager, the EU's executive vice president in charge of digital policy. And they are emblematic of what the DMA is supposed to deliver when it comes to choice for consumers. Had we been able to resolve that with a mere discussion, they would have been solved by now, she added. The legislation requires companies to allow app developers to steer users to products beyond their own platforms without charging them for doing so. It also states that platforms offering ranked search results must treat the listing of third-party services in a, quote, fair and non-discriminatory manner. The commission said it was concerned that Apple and Alphabet had imposed restrictions and limitations that constrain developers' ability to promote other services. It added it was looking at services including Google Shopping and Google Flights over whether the company was giving preference to these in its search results. The commission said it was looking at whether Apple was meeting its obligations to allow users, quote, to easily uninstall any software applications on its iOS operating systems and change default settings, browsers, and search engines. It also opened proceedings against Meta over whether the group's new pay-or-consent subscription model complied with the DMA requirement for gatekeepers to obtain user agreement to, quote, combine or cross-use their personal data, such as for advertising purposes. Thierry Breton, the EU's commissioner for the internal market, said that despite the measures taken by the tech companies to adapt to the DMA, quote, we are not convinced that the solutions by Alphabet, Apple, and Meta respect their obligations for a fairer and more open digital space for European citizens and businesses, end quote. There are also investigatory steps apparently being taken over Amazon's e-commerce store. So, as Tom Warren pointed out on Twitter, Microsoft is the only big tech company the EU isn't currently investigating for DMA non-compliance. Late last week, sources were telling Forbes that Stability AI CEO Ahmad Mostaqi had informed staff last week that Robin Rombach and his team of researchers who helped develop Stable Diffusion had resigned from the company. This followed a whole slew of executive departures from Stability. Then, over the weekend, the company said Mostaqi himself had resigned as CEO and from the board, quote, to pursue decentralized AI. COO Shanshan Wang and CTO Christian Lefort were named interim CEOs, quoting Forbes. Mostaqi's decision to abdicate the CEO role at the company he founded follows a groundswell of employee discontent, which reached a new peak this month with the departures of the key researchers behind Stability's most popular offering, the text-to-image generator Stable Diffusion. That same week, Tyler Saltzman, who headed strategic partnerships, also resigned. Five people familiar with the matter suggested to Forbes that his decision was driven by frustrations over Stability's bungled commercialization efforts. They said he plans to start his own company, which is tentatively named Edge. Saltzman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Since the fall, both executives and Stability's investors, including venture capital firms Coatue and Lightspeed Venture Partners, have called on Mostaqi to relinquish his role as CEO, according to four people familiar with the matter. A number of executives have since left the company, including Chief People Officer Osden Onder, General Counsel Adam Avrunin, and Joe Penna, the Vice President of Applied Machine Learning. The executives could not be reached for comment. Mostaqi emerged as a key figure in the artificial intelligence sector just as the space was building hype, thanks to the viral success of Stable Diffusion. But his image was marred by accusations of exaggeration and overstatement about his academic background, Stability AI's involvement in the development of Stable Diffusion and industry prowess, as Forbes first reported last year. Still, Mostaki was able to raise more than $100 million at a $1 billion valuation for Stability AI. But within a year, Stability was quickly running out of cash. As of October 2023, it was burning about $8 million a month, Bloomberg previously reported. Attempts to raise additional funds at a $4 billion valuation have largely been unsuccessful, sources told Forbes last year, end quote. So, Stability was always sort of the problem child of this crop of AI startups, as you just heard. Not really very stable, really. But I also wonder, combine this with the news last week of Microsoft's acquisition of Inflection in all but name, is this another sign that consumer-facing chatbot technology is basically a commodity at this point? Both companies claimed not to have found a viable business in what they were doing. Quick check-in on Twitter, as this was making the rounds on social media all weekend. According to Sensor Tower, in February, X had 27 million U.S. daily active users of its mobile app, which would be down 18% year-on-year, and the U.S. user base has been flat or down every month since November 2022, quoting NBC News. The numbers were nearly as bad worldwide, as daily active users on the mobile app fell to 174 million in February, down 15% from a year earlier, the firm said. The worldwide user base has been flat or down every month during Musk's tenure began, except one, when it grew slightly in October and then resumed falling, according to Sensor Tower. Other social media apps experienced modest increases in their worldwide user bases during the same period, according to the research, with Snapchat growing 8.8%, Instagram 5.3%, Facebook 1.5%, and TikTok 0.5%. Those apps all experienced declines over that period in the U.S., but none was as steep as the decline on X. X had, quote, the most material decline in active users compared to its peers, Abe Youssef, a senior insights analyst at Sensor Tower, wrote in a research report. This decline in X mobile app active users may have been driven by user frustration over flagrant content, general platform technical issues, and the growing threat of short-form video platforms, he wrote, end quote. Spotify has launched online courses from BBC Maestro, Skillshare, and others covering music, business, and more as an experiment in the UK on mobile and desktop, quoting The Verge. Spotify's UK users are getting access to a fourth category of content to sit alongside its existing library of songs, podcasts, and audiobooks, online courses. The company is today launching a new experiment that'll see video-based lessons from BBC Maestro, Skillshare, Thinkific, and Play Virtuoso made available via Spotify's apps on mobile and desktop. The experiment is running in just the UK, and there are currently no guarantees that it'll get a wider, more permanent launch. Online courses, particularly video-based ones, might feel like an odd fit for a service best known as a source of music and other audio content like podcasts and audiobooks, but product director Mohit Jitani tells me that people are already coming to Spotify for education thanks to some podcasts, so it makes sense to experiment with offering more educational content. Spotify's pitch to course providers is not just that it can help them reach a much wider audience, but also that it can more directly target potential customers based on their existing listening habits. It becomes much, much easier for us to find the right people for this course and just provide a much more efficient kind of distribution, Jitani says. The streaming service is offering courses within four categories: make music, get creative, learn business, and healthy living. In Spotify's mobile apps, courses are accessible from a new pill-shaped icon on the top of the home screen, as well as via the service's search and browse interfaces. I asked why the company has decided to build them into the same app that's already overflowing with music, podcasts, and audiobooks. And Jitani told me that it's partly to do with convenience. Users don't have to download another app and switch between them, and also so that people can be reminded to complete their courses when they open the main Spotify app. With the experiment, Spotify is offering courses via a freemium model similar to the one it used when it first launched audiobooks. Free and premium Spotify subscribers alike are able to access at least two video lessons per course for free, but will have to pay a fee to access the full course. Courses consist of a series of videos, which Jitani points out can be listened listen to with the screen off for an audio-only experience, and there might also be supplementary materials like PDFs. Although users will need to pay to access a full course, they can't do this in-app thanks to Apple and Google's transaction fees, or at least Spotify's reluctance to pay said fees. On Android, purchases work via email. You tap a button in-app to buy a course, and Spotify responds by sending you an email with a purchase link. On iOS, Apple's anti-steering rules, now outlawed in the EU, means Spotify can't guide you to a purchase link. Instead, you just have to know to go to Spotify's web interface and purchase access to courses from there. On the web, courses are available via the URL courses.spotify.com/home. Spotify is taking a commission on courses sold through its platform, but Jitani declined to comment on the percentage it's charging course providers, end quote. I don't know if you'd noticed, but spring is here, so I figured it was time to update my warm weather wardrobe. To do this, I turned to Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. For example, I picked up a couple of their Upgrade on the Classic polo shirt, their Silver Peak polo line with antimicrobial silver threads. I also got several of their Ultra Soft antimicrobial t-shirts, again, with silver for when you need to stay fresh longer. Some guys just want to look good without calling attention to themselves. Mack Weldon apparel gives you understated good looks for understated confidence. They're not flashy, just classic, always in style and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. And that's the thing, these are comfortable clothes that look good, so I feel comfortable and confident wearing them. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code RIDE. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code RIDE. Let's be real for a minute. Most guys would wear a t-shirt every day of their lives if they could. The problem is that most t-shirts are not acceptable to wear at work or out on a hot date night. But today's sponsor, Cuts, has finally changed that. Cuts t-shirts are such high quality, wrinkle-free, and so buttery soft that you can look like you're dressing up even when you're dressing down. Yeah, you heard that. Wrinkle-free. You never have to substitute comfort for fashion ever again. If you see me in a t-shirt, it's likely one from Cuts. I'm also a huge fan of their AO five-pocket pants, the right sort of step up from jeans without going all the way into dress pants, like literally my ideal Venn diagram of professional looking but comfortable feeling. When you touch something from Cuts, you can immediately feel the quality. Their proprietary fabric blends are ridiculously soft and breathable, they don't wrinkle, and they look way more expensive than they actually are. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code RIDE at checkout. That's 20% off your order at cutsclothing.com with promo code RIDE. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Experience the perfect blend of style and comfort with Cuts Clothing. cutsclothing.com, promo code RIDE for 20% off. Sources are saying that iOS 18 will give iPhone users greater control over the home screen app arrangement, including the ability to create blank spaces, rows, and columns. And yes, this is one of those headlines where people will inevitably tweet at me, "Welcome to Android years ago," quoting Mac Rumors. While app icons will likely remain locked to an invisible grid system on the home screen to ensure there is some uniformity, our sources say that users will be able to arrange icons more freely on iOS 18. For example, we expect that the update will introduce the ability to create blank spaces, rows, and columns between app icons. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman was the first to report that the iPhone would get a, quote, more customizable home screen starting with iOS 18. It is already possible to customize the home screen and create blank app icons with apps such as Shortcuts and WidgetSmith, but Apple's own personalization options will be more convenient and official. iPhone users have already been able to customize the lock screen since iOS 16, and we expect the home screen will receive similar treatment with iOS 18. The update will introduce additional customization options for the home screen, according to our sources, and this could result in the biggest home screen revamp in several years, end quote. Remember those rumors of Apple going to Google and even Chinese companies to sign partnerships for AI stuff? I wanted real quick to read you Mark Gurman's reasons for why he thinks this is happening from his newsletter this weekend. Quote, Number one, Apple could probably get Google or someone else to pay it ungodly amounts of money for premium status in the operating system. If it's Google, the search giant could become the preferred generative AI service on both Apple and Android phones. Number two, Apple doesn't feel strongly about AI chatbots, but knows that consumers will yearn for one anyway. The partnership would provide that, all while Apple potentially makes some extra money. Number three, there are tons of ethical and privacy issues in the generative AI world. By handing that technology off to a third party, Apple can blame them for everything and have far less liability. Number four, here's another money-related reason. Running cloud-based generative AI is extraordinarily expensive and computing-intensive. By using a partner, someone else is paying those huge bills. And number five, it could help Apple integrate AI more quickly. For instance, it could tap local providers in China like Baidu rather than deal with regulators and localize its own technology, end quote. Finally today, this is tea leaf reading for sure, but putting it on your radar nonetheless, quoting the Financial Times. Peter Thiel, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg are leading a parade of corporate insiders who have sold hundreds of millions of dollars of their company's shares this quarter in a signal that recent stock market exuberance could be peaking. As markets hit record highs, the ratio of corporate insider selling to insider buying is at the highest level since the first quarter of 2021, according to Verity LLC, which tracks insider trading disclosures. Stock sales at the beginning of a calendar year are normal, with pent-up demand in early 2024 being exacerbated by shareholders avoiding sales last year because of depressed company valuations. But analysts still said this season's spree has been surprising and an indicator that a recent tech bull run fueled by excitement over the rise of generative artificial intelligence is about to wane. If they think that we're at the top and so they're getting out, that's a rather stark signal to everyone else, said Charles Elson, a legal veteran and chair of corporate governance at the University of Delaware. Many of the biggest sales this quarter have come from technology executives. Thiel, co-founder of data analytics group Palantir, sold $175 million this month, according to regulatory disclosures, his biggest sale since offloading $504.8 million of the company's stock in February 2021. Amazon founder Bezos sold 50 million shares worth $8.5 billion in the e-commerce group in February. Andy Jassy, Amazon's chief executive, sold 21.1 million of stock this year compared to 23.6 million in 2023 and 2022 combined. Zuckerberg, Meta's chief executive, has sold millions of dollars of the company's shares for years, but he has increased selling this year as its stock hit all-time highs. In early February, he sold 291,000 shares for $135 million, his first sale of that size since November 2021. He still has 13.5% of the company's outstanding shares, which makes him its largest shareholder. We do view corporate insider share sales as a negative data point that investors should be aware of, said Ben Silverman, Verity's vice president of research. He added that within the technology sector specifically, quote, we are also seeing a number of the big company names in the space with insider selling that is not typical, end quote. Nothing for you today. Talk to you tomorrow.